There is a scripture that I think about often because Jesus is revealed in this scripture, and yet the mystery has made deeper in some ways. It's found in Hebrews, the 5th chapter, beginning with the 7th verse. Jesus, in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears unto the one that was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent piety. Although he was a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. It tells me, first of all, that Jesus was a person very much like I am in many ways. He suffered in his days of his life on earth. We read in the Bible that he had family problems, that the relationship issues were sometimes acute. His brothers disrespected him. They came one time to basically take charge of him and throw the nets over him, saying he's out of his mind. The people in his hometown rejected him. And who can say that Jesus doesn't know how we suffer when we observe how he suffered on the cross? And it says here that he offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries. You could even translate that very loud cries and tears to the one that was able to save him from death and was heard. Oh, was he now heard? Didn't he have to die? Didn't he have to suffer on the cross? How was it that we could say, the scripture could say, that God heard him? Because God raised Jesus from the dead. That the suffering of this life is not the end. That's not all there is. We are immortal beings. This body we have is just temporary. God is preparing a new one for us. And if we obey Jesus, like it says in the scripture, he is the author of eternal salvation to all those that obey him. When we obey him, when we have faith in Jesus Christ, just like he teaches us and the apostles teach us to repent, to confess, to believe, to trust him, to walk with him, he hears our prayers, and he has reserved a place for us in heaven. But he has shown us, through the gift of his very own Son and through the suffering of Jesus, that we must go through this life with all of its joys, with all of its sorrows, with its hardships, and with its pain. Yet through it all, Jesus is our Savior and our example. And God hears our prayers for life. And the sufferings of this life and the joys of this life will soon be o'er. And we will be with Jesus Christ forever and ever. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for Jesus, who not only came to suffer for us, he came to suffer with us, to show us, Lord, that this life is not the end. And when we cry out to you, when we're sick or in pain or we've got trouble, family troubles, or there's tragedy in our life and we cry out to you, you will always hear our prayer. And when we obey Jesus, we have eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.